closer to you. See your beautiful
okay.
Face.
I feel we're all disappointed not being able to sing and shout and clap and dance. But God says there's no way you can't do that. You do it in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is within you. You are full of joy. There's nothing that can stop you singing and dancing. And when he spoke to me this morning about that, and I thought, all the Christians throughout the world, we are free in Jesus Christ. We have the freedom to sing as loud as we like in our spirit, to dance with joy in us. Nothing can stop us. If we're locked up in a jail, if we're persecuted, nothing can stop us. Absolutely nothing. I just feel so full of joy. I was disappointed. I couldn't come and sing with all my heart. But it's there. The joy is there. Nobody can take that away. And we're singing with joy to our Lord.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. I nearly had to get Julie, Pastor Julie, to break out the flags. Do a run around with the flags. Hallelujah. Come on.
Just reaffirming, my heart is, and people know me, but my heart is to come into a room where there's nervousness and where there's, you know, fear and whatever, and it's like it just resounds, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I just want to go with Eileen on that, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The devil comes to rob, kill and destroy, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Whatever that is on your inside, your spirit, whatever that is that can have that skip in your step, it may not be seen on the outside. It can be seen in your eyes, okay? The joy of the Lord. I don't know what she's got, but I want what she's got. I don't know what he's got, but I want what he's got. The joy of the Lord in the midst of it. So you will always have that with you. So never fear above that. Just think, all right, the feelings, emotions, our human feelings are real, but if you can just pull back up like Eileen just said then and reassure not only yourself but those around you, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. And I felt it's like it's Jesus' great joy to touch us. It says in the scriptures that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Now, I know that he's talking about our salvation, and we all know that. But also, he's talking about our wholeness. And I think it's a great joy to Jesus to come and touch you if you're sick, or come and touch you if you've got a crooked knee or you know, disease or whatever it might be, or suffering from depression. Or it's Jesus' great joy to come and just minister to us in those places. So don't walk away this morning without embracing that. Just let him. Because sometimes we don't want to. Sometimes we hold back. Sometimes we don't want him to see where we're at. Sometimes we don't feel like we're holy enough or right enough or righteous enough or good enough. Well, you never were and you never will be. Hey, amen. Come on, Mother Superior, come on.